On this Wednesday afternoon, let's take a look at the agricultural weather forecast with Drew Lerner out of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, finally, a little relief from the heat has arrived. I don't think we've quite even made it to 80 degrees for a good portion of the day here in my part of the world.
That's right, and it's going to get cooler yet as we finish out this work week and head into the weekend. Temperatures in the Midwest will be only confined to the 60s and lower 70s for a couple of days. This will already begin to become fairly common on Friday afternoon. We'll actually see a little bit of this coolness already tomorrow afternoon in the uppermost parts of the Midwest. But for the bulk of the region, it'll be Friday, Saturday, maybe a little bit on Sunday, with temperatures starting to warm up thereafter. What's really interesting most of all is that not only will we be cool in the afternoons, but it's going to be nippy at night. The upper portions of the Midwest probably facing a little bit of patchy soft frost coming up here for Thursday night into Friday morning. And again, on Saturday morning, both those days will probably have some temperatures in the middle and upper 30s across Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe parts of the eastern Dakota. So autumn is upon us. And the kind of heat we had this past weekend may not be seen again for quite some time.
Do you think that that quite some time will include any freezes?
Well, I think that there will be a handful of freezes that come into the uppermost Midwest, perhaps with this event on Friday and Saturday. But if there are temperatures that do come close to freezing, they're going to be limited to the northernmost parts of Minnesota and maybe some of the traditionally colder pockets in Wisconsin. And those areas really don't produce enough grain or oil seeds to make much of an issue. So this event will pass without a big issue. And we'll probably have to wait a good 10 days to maybe a couple weeks before I have another opportunity for cold to come this far south again. So this should be it for a little while.
Speaking of 10 days, once we get that far out, farmers across the United States, certainly in our part of the world, will be rolling full bore with the combines. What kind of conditions might they be working under, do you suppose?
Well, it looks to me like it's going to be mixed this fall. Certainly not perfect. It's not going to be dry for weeks on end. We are going to be dealing with some periods of rainfall. So timing the field process is going to be really important. Keeping an eye on radar on a daily basis is important. We'll probably have somewhat of a sluggish approach to the harvest season, and once we're in the midst of it, it might get a little frustrating in a few spots. But I don't want to paint this too much of a gloom and doom type deal, because I do think there'll be periods where we have a high pressure and control, and that should help us to get out there and work those fields in between storm systems successfully.
And before I let you go, could you turn your gaze southward for me?
Actually, it looks like it's going to be fairly good. Now, they too will run into increasing amounts of rain in southern Brazil as we go forward in time. Already we're seeing the first round of that occurring right now as we speak. As we go through these next few weeks, it will become progressively quite wet in southern Brazil. So there may be some wheat quality concerns, but more importantly, there will be some disruption to the planting of soybeans and early corn. I doubt seriously it'll have a huge impact.
Thanks for the update, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.